This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republicans are expecting U.S. President Trump to announce Saturday that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court as he aims to put a historic stamp on the high court just weeks before the U.S. elections. Even before Mr. Trump unveils the pick, conservative groups and congressional allies are laying the groundwork for a swift confirmation process for Barrett. They, like the president, are wasting little time moving to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, organizing multi-million-dollar ad campaigns and marshaling supporters both to confirm the pick and to boost Mr. Trump's bid for a second term. The late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol, making history as the first woman to be honored in America this way. This is an intensifying election year. Battle swirls over her replacement. President Trump is set to announce his nominee Saturday. The pick that could push the court rightward for a generation. Ginsburg's flag-draped casket drew members of Congress, top military family, and friends. Firefighters and officials at California's largest utility company braced for a hot, dry, and windy weather in northern and central areas of the state this weekend that may fan the flames of several major wildfires or spark new ones. Pacific Gas and Electric warned Friday it may cut power from Sunday morning to Monday, potentially affecting 97,000 customers in 16 counties, during which forecasters said a ridge of high pressure will raise temperatures and generate wind gusts. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday, unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable but likely. Ryan said young people should not be blamed for a recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving at spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. A Chinese health official says the country's annual production capacity for coronavirus vaccines will top 1 billion doses next year, following an aggressive government support program for construction of new factories. The official from the National Health Commission says capacity is expected to reach 610 million doses by the end of the year. He says distribution of vaccines will prioritize groups such as medical workers, border personnel, and the elderly before they made available to the general public. China has promoted the construction of vaccine testing facilities and manufacturing plants. France has opened a terrorism investigation following the knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Once again, journalists were targeted. Two members of the French production company were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside. Violence erupted on the streets of Santiago, Chile on Friday as dozens of health workers protested to be recognized by the sanitary code, a regulation that governs all activities related to health in the South American country. Health workers demanded psychological support, fewer working hours, and more paid holidays amid the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannon on protesters while demonstrators threw rocks at officers as anger spilled over. Every Friday, protesters take to the streets to demonstrate against stark inequality in one of Latin America's most developed countries. Chileans are expected to vote in a new referendum in October. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.